Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
And today we have a newbie lesson called Fall is Here.
That's right. Fall is here.
The fall is here.
You like fall?
Fall is when the leaves fall, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I like fall.
Okay, so we have a keyword for today, and that's otoño.
Otoño.
Yes, otoño. Oh.
And otoño is?
Fall.
All right.
And remember, it's ño, otoño, because it's an ñ, and it has, you know, the little squiggle thingy.
The little eyebrow.
Yes.
All right, so otoño. Okay, so let's listen to this dialogue.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Ya con suéter?
Ya empieza el otoño.
No hace frío.
No, solo está fresco.
Second time.
¿Ya con suéter?
Ya empieza el otoño.
No hace frío.
No, solo está fresco.
Third time.
¿Ya con suéter?
Ya empieza el otoño.
No hace frío.
No, solo está fresco.
All right, we're back. So now let's translate this dialogue line by line.
¿Ya con suéter?
Wearing a sweater already.
¿Ya con suéter?
Wearing a sweater already.
¿Ya con suéter? Ya empieza el otoño.
Fall is starting.
Ya empieza el otoño.
Fall is already starting.
Ya empieza el otoño. No hace frío.
It's not cold.
No hace frío.
It's not cold.
No hace frío. No, solo está fresco.
No, it's chilly.
No, solo está fresco.
No, it's only chilly.
No, solo está fresco.
All right, so it's only a little bit chilly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's take a look at this now. We have the first sentence is actually very interesting because I translated it as you're already wearing a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have the verb to wear here.
No, in fact, you just have like the adverb, which is ya, which means already, and then con suéter.
So it's like already with sweater?
Exactly. So it's like implied. You don't need to use ya traes puesto el suéter. No, you can just say ya con suéter.
Okay, so of course you see the person already wearing the sweater. You don't need to tell him that he's wearing it.
Exactly.
All right, very good. So, and a sweater in Spanish is suéter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's pretty much the same pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on.
Ya empieza el otoño.
All right, so we have the adverb again, ya.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the verb empieza, which comes from empezar.
Yes.
And in this case, it's in the third person singular of the present in the indicative form.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Empieza. And what did already started? El otoño.
El otoño, which is fall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's masculine, so we use el otoño.
That's right.
All right.
No hace frío.
So this is a negative sentence. No. And then hace, we have this verb from hacer.
Yeah, that's right. Hacer. Here, remember that if you want to say that it's cold, you can say no hace frío. Hace is the verb hacer, okay? And here, it wants to express how it's, you know, the
not
season.
Cold.
Yeah, it's not cold. So you use the verb hacer, which here it's conjugated in the third person singular. No hace frío. No hace calor.
Okay, it's not hot. No hace calor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically we use it in that way. It's kind of strange. It's like...
Yes, because I think a lot of people would think no es frío.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know? But no, you're not describing something that is cold. You're talking about the weather.
Okay.
And the weather you say hace.
Hace calor, hace
yes.
frío.
Yes.
All right. And then we have no. Solo está fresco.
Here you say no. Solo. Solo is... Only.
Only, right?
Mm-hmm. And here you say, está fresco. First, let's explain what fresco means.
So, fresco is not really hot. It's not really cold. It's just a little bit chilly, right?
Or yes.
It's all right.
Yeah, fresco, it means that you can just put like a sweater and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not cold.
It's not really cold
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's not.
But you can't really go out like only wearing a t-shirt because that might be, you might feel a little bit cold.
Mm-hmm. So it's in between, you know? And here you use the verb estar. And in this case, you're expressing also like the season, but you're actually describing it. It's chilly.
Okay, it is chilly.
Mm-hmm. And here you use the verb estar. And it's in the third person singular, okay? So you can say, no, solo está fresco.
You would say, hace frío, hace calor, but in this case, está fresco o está caliente, maybe, if it's warm, right? Mm-hmm. Or if it's hot.
Yes, we're going to explain a little bit more after we listen again to the dialogue.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Ya con suéter?
Ya empieza el otoño.
No hace frío.
No, solo está fresco.
Second time.
¿Ya con suéter?
Ya empieza el otoño.
No hace frío.
No, solo está fresco.
Third time.
¿Ya con suéter?
Ya empieza el otoño.
No hace frío.
No, solo está fresco.
All right, we're back. So, this whole hace frío and está fresco is kind of confusing, right?
It's not very confusing. This is very simple. You can say no hace frío, which okay. is common. That's what Spanish speakers use, okay?
Or if you want to say it in the positive.
No, you can also say no está frío.
Okay, so it's not cold.
Yeah.
But what if you want to say it is cold?
Hace frío.
Okay.
So basically, if you want to say it like right on the spot, like correctly, you have to say hace frío. Okay? You can say está frío, that you can say, but you cannot say es frío.
Okay.
Es frío is when you're actually describing something or someone. For example, you can say Marco es frío.
Oh, I'm cold.
Yes.
Yeah, I am cold.
Yeah, all but right. cold as in personality.
Okay, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, and if you say está frío, it would be like the day is cold, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
So here also it works for fresco. Solo hace fresco. It's correct. Mm-hmm. And you can say solo está fresco. It's also correct.
All right. So it's an interesting topic about seasons. Usually it is kind of hard to describe like, you know, if it's cold, if it's hot, and seasons, right? So This is a good one to start. How do you say winter?
Invierno.
All right, and summer?
Verano.
And what is the next one?
Spring.
Spring.
Primavera.
I always get spring and fall confused, especially in Spanish, primavera y otoño.
Really?
I don't know why.
It's very easy. Just think about otoño, like the leaves.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, this is why I said in the beginning, like, fall as in the leaves fall. This is how I remember it.
Yeah, or also you think about it, you know, with clothes. They always say, oh, now the collection, otoño invierno, it's available. Oh, they always go together. Like, yeah, like fall and winter.
Because it's, like, it's a little bit chilly in fall, but then winter it's really chilly.
Exactly.
So you can use them for both seasons.
So, yeah,
wow,
exactly.
Look at that. All right, so if you have any questions or doubts, any comments, please come to our website at SpanishPod.com. And if you're listening from iTunes, be sure to come to SpanishPod.com as well and sign up for your 7-day free trial. So we'll see you guys there, and until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.